Today's shiur will be beginning on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Kol Chazoka She'ein Imo Taina, Eino Chazoka. Right, any Chazoka that doesn't have accompanying it, a claim, doesn't constitute a Chazoka. Ketzad. Omar Lo, Ma Ato Oise Besoch Sheli. So the original owner says, what are you doing on my property? Who Omer, the occupier, says, Who Omer Lo? Shelo Omar Li Odom Dovor Me'olam. No one said anything to me. Well, Eino Chazoka. That does not constitute a Chazoka. Shemochartali Shenosatali B'matona Avicho Mochrali Avicho Nosnali B'matona. However, if he says that you sold it to me, or you gave it to me as a gift, or your father sold it to me, or your father gave it to me as a gift, and of course I've been here for 3 years, Hare Zu Chazoka. That constitutes a Chazoka. As we've said in the past, that one of the Shitas Rabbonon is that 3 years is the amount of time a person would watch a shtar. Beyond that, he wouldn't. So if he's been there for 3 years and he's claiming that he got it legitimately, that's a chazoka. V'abo mishum yerusha eino tzorich taina. Someone who received the property as inheritance, he doesn't have to say how it got to the hands of his father. Very simply, a person doesn't know, isn't expected to know his father's business dealings. However, we'll see in the Gemara that he'll need to have a raya through witnesses that his father was there at least one day. You know, that much he'll need. The Gemara opens up with a question, and we'll take a look at our introductory note on the side under the heading No Say before we do the Gemara. HaGemara Masbira Es HaHavamina. The Gemara is going to explain what one might have thought. The afilu chazoka she'eni motaina kagon ze shomar lo amar lidover me'olam yehei chazoka. What was that? What would be the havamina that I need the Mishnah to tell me otherwise? Generally speaking, Mishnayos tell us something of a chidush nature, something that everyone would have known on their own. You don't really need the Mishnah to tell you. So here, if the Mishnah is telling me that a chazoka she'eni motaina is not a good chazoka, there must have been some grounds for one to think maybe it would have been good. So that's the Gemara's opening question. Pshita. It's obvious to us that if there's no taina, that's not a chazoka. So more answers. And note the marking that appears between the Gemara and the Tosfos. It's a tuf in a circle with a dashed vertical line. Tshuva. It's a long answer to the question of, isn't it simple? So the Gemara explains, Mahu detema, one might have thought, Hai gavro mizvan zavno lei, hai ara, ushtoro have levi irchis, that the person who's occupying the land actually bought it, and he had a shtar and lost it. Vahai deka omar hochi, and that which he said thusly, simply that no one said anything to me, that claim of his, I've been here and no one said anything to me. Savar, he was figuring, I amina, if I tell them, Mizvan Zovnali Hayara, that I bought this land, Amrili, they would in turn tell me, Achvi Shtorach, show us your star. And I lost my star, I don't have what to show them. So, Hilkoch Leimole Anan, therefore, we say, we meaning the court, the court would possibly have said on his behalf, Dilma shtara have loch virchis. Maybe you had a shtar and it got lost. In other words, that upon hearing someone say, I've been here and no one said anything to me, maybe we should consider this whole story as a possible scenario, that this is what really happened, that he bought it legitimately, he just didn't want to say anything. So we have a brackets we'll skip momentarily. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah, is telling us that we do not taina on his behalf. That we don't offer this story on his behalf. Let me just read the Gemara again for the sake of smoothness. The Gemara beginning two lines above here in the middle, Hilkoch, Lemo le Anan, being that this is a possibility that maybe even though he said I've been here and no one said anything to me, he really actually bought it legitimately, but simply lost his shtar and was afraid they would tell him, show me the shtar. Hilkoch Lemo le Anan, Dilmo Shtora Havi Levirchas, maybe we should taina on his behalf that, hey, maybe you had a shtar and you simply lost it. Kegon ze psach picho le'ilem hu. If cases like this would be in accordance with the pasuk that says, "Open your mouth for the benefit of the mute one, the one who isn't taining what he should taina." Oh, so I would have thought all of that. Kamash malon, the Mishnah by telling us that a chazoka sheni mataina, eino chazoka, is informing us that we don't say all of this. Rather, he has to say it on his own. If he says, I bought it, and I've been here for 3 years, so he'll win. If he just says, I've been here and no one said anything to me, he will lose. The Gemara, as it goes on, you'll notice some geometric forms. Those of us who are beneficiaries of the pre-marked Shas Ozer edition, whether you're viewing it on the screen or using the printed volumes of the Shas Ozer, will take note that geometric forms indicate a series of something that's going to repeat itself, happen again, or it's designed to create a connection between similar shapes as the Daf Gemara continues. And we try to offer explanations for these shapes on the side under the heading Mivneh. In this case, we've combined the Nosei and the Mivneh, the topic, with the description of what the geometric forms are going to do. So let's take a glance at that on the side. You have a triangle and a double underline. These are Shnei Maisim Shel Rabbonim Shohaya Shitafon B'Sodoy Sehen. Two events where rabbis had fields, they owned fields, and they were inundated, they were flooded, and it washed away the walls that formed the borders. So they came to build new walls. Ubanu Ksolim Besade Chavero. They built walls, and in rebuilding the wall, they actually encroached on the neighbor's field. Ubakach Hirchivu Gvulam, and thereby expanding their own boundaries. As you look in the Gemara, you notice the triangle around Rav Onan, and later on around Rav Kahana. And both of them, they have in common, you notice the double underline, Shokal Bidko Biare. Both of them have that story. That means their fields were inundated. So let's read this in the Gemara. Rav Onan, Shokal Bidko Biare. It was their fields were inundated, and it washed away their mechitzos, their walls, their boundaries. And now they didn't know where, they didn't know exactly where they were. It wasn't known exactly where it was. Also, lahader guda ba'arei dechavrei. So Rav Onan went and set up a wall, a new wall that really encroached on the neighbor's land. Also, lekamei derav Nachman. The case came to Rav Nachman. Omar Lei Zilhoder, Rav Nachman said, you got to withdraw. So Rav Onan tainted back, V'ho achziki li. But I have a chazoka here. Now, what does he mean by that? Let's take a look at the Rashbam. V'ho achziki, Shebonisi koisel al piv, ubetzavosoi, kede omar lekamei, di osa v'sei guda bahadoi. I built the wall according to his instructions. Not only that, but he actually helped me build the wall. It's as if he said, oh, take possession. And I've been here a day, 2 days, and with his full knowledge, and he was silent in protest. Cheskosi chazoka sheishi mo taina. That's a legitimate chazoka. The idoch avetoen, and the other one, the neighbor, said, lo nosatio, I did not give it to him. The shnei chazoka lo hechzik, and he hasn't been here for years of chazoka. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Omar lei. Rav Nachman says to Rav Onan, Kiman, you who are claiming a legitimate chazoka, even though it's just a matter of a day or two, who are you basing yourself on? Kiman, Kerab Yehuda of Rabbi Shmuel the Amri, Kol Bifon of La'al Terav Chazoka? Are you basing yourself on those Tanoim that hold anything done, any action of bailus, of ownership done in front of the original owner, constitutes a chazaka? Well, les hilchasaka vasaya, we don't rule like them. We rather rule like the Rabbonan that require 3 years from day to day, 3 full years. Omalei, Rabbonan responded, v'ha ochil, but he was mochel to me, de'osa vasaya beguda badoi, he came and Asai helped in the building of the wall together with me. Omalei, Rav Nachman said, Mechila betosi. The whole thing is under mistaken circumstances. He thought that that was the original border when things became clear to him that you were actually encroached, so he didn't find favor in his eyes. Ad gufoch, you yourself, I have yadis, mi have avdis. Had you known that you were encroaching on his land, would you have built it like that in the first place? Ki hechidat lo have yodas. Hu nami lo have yodas. Just like you didn't know when you were building it, so too he didn't know when he was helping you build it. Rav Kahana, shokal vidko bi'arei. Rav Kahana had a field and it was inundated. Ozal hodaguda baro de lo didei. He rebuilt his wall in a section of land that was not his. It was very similar to the case before where he was in effect encroaching on land that wasn't his. Also le kamei de Rav Yehuda. Case came to Rav Yehuda. Ozil aisi trei sadi. Now they he brings the complainer, we'll say, he brings witnesses how much of his field was encroached upon. What we're going to see here, that these two witnesses will agree that there was encroachment, but they won't be agreeing as regards the amount that was encroached. Ozel Aisi Trei Sadi brought two witnesses, Chad Omar, Tarti Utsa'esa Oal. Two rows he moved the wall inwards. The Chad Omar, Tlas Utsa'esa Oal. That he moved it three inwards. Omale, so Rav Yehuda, upon hearing this testimony, he said, Zil Shlim Tarti Migo Tlas. Restore two out of three rows. In other words, withdraw your wall by two rows. Not three rows, but two rows. How did he come to that conclusion? Because between these two witnesses, these two of them, there's agreement that a minimum of two rows was encroached. However, some of us might have a somewhat uncomfortable feeling that there's the witnesses themselves, these two witnesses are not in agreement with each other. It's always contradictory testimony. So the Gemara is going to deal with this as it goes on. And in fact, on the side of the Gemaras, we've indicated a tat nose, a sub-topic. And we've noted, it's Masai Amrinon Nechlek Ha'edusin. When do we say that the testimony is split and hence rejected? And we will see a mivneh, you'll notice a double underline under the expressions lo nechleku and al ma nechleku. Under what circumstances is there a machlokes tanoim? We'll see soon in the Tanaic source in front of us. And on what circumstances is there no machlokes? So as we go on in the Gemara, after Rav Yehuda ruled that Rav Kahana is expected to withdraw, in other words, in the eyes of Rav Yehuda, this was solid condemning testimony. So, Omar Le, Keman, Rav Kahana asks, based on whom are you donning me that you're mechayev me based on their words? In my opinion, says Rav Kahana, they're contradicting each other. So Rav Yehuda answers, Karebi Shimon ben Elazar, Desanya. And behold, we have the following source. And as we go through the entire source, we'll see at the end of the source, especially there's an expression, Yesh Bechlal Mosai Mona, where there's a shita, namely it's Beis Hillel shita, that when there's disagreement, but one is less than the other, so we say that they both agree on the lesser amount. After the source, Rav Kahana is going to respond, and he's going to say that if you're basing your ruling against me on this idea, but I'll bring a letter indicating we don't paskin like this source. So we'll see all that as coming attractions. The Gemara goes on. Rabbi Yehuda answers, Rav Kahana, if you're asking me based on whom am I paskining, I'll tell you, Karebi Shimon ben Elazar, Desanya. In the marked Gemara's, Tanaic sources are placed in frames. As this is a brisa, it gets a frame, and it says, Omar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Lo nechliku be Shamayu be Silil, Al shtei kitei edim, She'achas omeres mona, V'achas omeres mosayim. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai will be in agreement in a case where you've got two sets of witnesses. Two and two. One of them is saying that the amount owed is 100. The other amount saying the amount owed is 200. She'yesh bichlal mosayim mona, that within 200 is 100. So that if you had two versus two, we would mechayev the individual to pay the lesser amount. Al ma nechliku, when is there a machlokus between Beisham Beis Hillel? Al kas achas, which is really our case. One set of witnesses. She echod oimer mona ve echod oimer mosayim. One of the two witnesses says that the amount owed is 100, and the other one says 200. According to Beis Shammai, we just throw out this testimony. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Yesh Bichlal Mosayim Mona, that within the 200 is contained 100. So Beis Hillel will say, even though they're ostensibly contradicting each other, there is agreement between them that at least 100 is owed. So too, in our case, says Rav Yehuda, even though one says that he moved in three rows and the other one says he moved in two rows, there is agreement that he moved in two rows at least. Omale, Rav Kahana, who stands to lose, says back, V'ho maisino loch igresomi ma'arova, I'll bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael, the ein halocha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We don't follow his ruling, but rather in a case where there's one set of witnesses and they're disagreeing, so too there Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai that we throw them out. Amale, so Rabbi Yehuda says, "Are you have a letter like that? L'chi tesi, go bring the letter." In other words, when you bring such a letter, then I'll reconsider. But up till that point, I'm sticking with my psak. The Rashbam says on this particular point, Omar Le, Ahader Miyad, Rav Yehuda says you have to restore the land upon which you encroached, Ad Demaisis Igrisa, until you bring such a letter, then I'll reconsider. Uche Rav Yehuda kaim alon, we paskin like Rav Yehuda shekei naase adin. Okay. Continuing in the Gemara. Hahu gavra. Dedor bekashta bilisa arbashoni. He was in the town of Kashta, and he lived in an attic. Aliyah's a second story. 4 years. The introductory note on the side, which we'll glance at before we go further in the Gemara, indicates the nosei, the heading, the topic, Hatoyein, one who claims, Miplanya Zavinta Dezavna Minoch. I bought it from so-and-so, who bought it from you? Lafi Rabbi Chia, Sorech HaMachzik Lahavi Raya, Dedor Bei Oisoi Shemochro Lo Yom Echad. According to Rabbi Chia, the occupier would have to bring a raya, witnesses that can testify that the one from whom the current fellow bought it lived there one day. Okay, we continue in our story. We saw a person that lived in a second story for 4 years. Also, Mori Debesa, the owner of the house, came, Ashkeche, found him there, Omale, my boys, Bahai Besa, what are you doing in this house? It's my house. Omale, so the second story dweller says, Miplanya Zavinta Dezavna Minoch, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. Also, the Kamed Reb Chia, Omale, Reb Chia said, E Isloch Sahadi, if you have witnesses, the door bo, Ihu Dezavnus Mine, the one from whom you bought it, the Afilu Chad Yoma, even if it's just one day, Ukimno Lo Biodoch, then we'll keep it by you, we'll establish it in your hands as as a legitimate possessor. Vi lo, lo. If you can't produce that evidence, then you'll lose. We'll take a look at the Rashbam, just a little bit down from here. Afilu chad yoma, kidei le'amet devorecha, from word emes, to show your words to be true. If you can bring testimony that middle guy, the guy from whom you bought it, lived there one day. Since you have been there for the years of Chazaka, the requisite years, been there 4 years or so, even more than three. Beyond that, then we would not require you to bring witnesses that the guy from whom you bought it from the original owner. Mishum, the to'anin liyoresh, the to'anin lilokeach. We taina on their behalf. In other words, you just give us a little and we'll take over the rest, so to speak. That's how Bezdin views this. The habo mishum yerusha mishum mekach, eno tzorach taina. The one who's coming as a result of a purchase, he doesn't have to offer taina. El raya, just some proof, shador bo hamochrolo yom echad boy, that much he requires. That's called a raya as opposed to a stronger taina. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav. Rav, who we'll see shortly, was actually Rabbi Chia's nephew. He has a comment to make on this. And in the space between the Gemara and the Tosis, left to left side of the Gemara, you notice a circled Rav with a vertical dashed line. This indicates the length of Rav's comment. Omar Rav, Havi Yasivno Kame de Chavivi. Chavivi is literally a beloved one. There's another word that has that connotation, and that's the word Dod. Dod, Dodi. Is my beloved. It's also the used commonly as an expression for uncle. So in fact, Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle. That's itself a sugya in and of itself that's featured in Psochim and elsewhere. But we'll continue in the Gemara. So Rav tells us he was sitting in Rav Chia's presence, V'amri lei, and I said to him, isn't it possible that the fellow from whom the current guy bought it didn't even live there? And he's a legitimate guy, though, because he bought it and sold it the very same night. so that by placing this type of burden on him, you might be causing him to lose not legitimately. Maybe he won't be able to bring witnesses that the fellow from whom he bought it lived there one day. That doesn't necessarily mean that the guy that sold it to the current fellow is not legitimate. V'chazisei l'da'atei, and I perceived his opinion, or as Rav is saying, I saw that Reb Chiya would hold the following. I omar le, if the machzik, the current fellow, would say, kamoi didi zavno minoch, I saw him buy it from you, I, the occupier, current occupier, saw him, the fellow that sold it to me, buy it from you, the complainer, the original owner who's complaining now, mehemon. If he, the machzik, would have said this, then Reb Chiya feels he would have been believed. In other words, this is an alternative to the case of bringing a raya that the middle fellow lived there one day. Migu di boy omale ano zavinta minoch. Believe him when he says, I saw the middle guy buy it from you, because he could have said, I bought it from you, and that would have been a winning taina. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. On the second line under the Gemara, Migu di boy omar hilkoch kevan de toy in nami taina ma'al yasa. Ani yoidea shimimcha locha. I know that he bought it from you. Mehemon. Tahash tahavilo chazoka sheishimo taina. That would have been the standard that the Mishnah provides. Chazoka with a taina. Aval kitoyin miplanya zavinta bechezkas di omarli dezavno minoch. Notice the difference between the line before. We've tried to indicate this with the broken dashed underline under the word yodea, the line before, and this expression, the omar li. I bought it, in this case we're saying, I bought it from so-and-so who said he bought it, zavna minoch, aval eini yodea im lokha mimcha im lav. But I don't know. He said he bought it from you. Hainu chazoka she'en imotaino. Hoyel ve'afilu yom echad lo nir'eh de'dor ba. So there's a certain range of possibilities here. Some will be effective and some not. Therefore, if he can bring a raya that the middle guy lived there one night, that will be sufficient. But to simply say, I bought it from so-and-so who claims he bought it from you, without any raya that he was there one night, that won't work. Let's continue in the Gemara. Omar Rava, Kavose de Reb Chiya Mistabra. It's most likely to go, the psak will go like Reb Chiya, that said he has to bring witnesses that the middle fellow who sold it to the current occupier lived there one day. De Kotani, Habo Mishum Yerusha, and likewise Mishum Lekicha or Mekach. Someone whose presence there is either through inheritance or he's there because he purchased it from someone who in turn purchased it from the original fellow. Eino tzorach taina. That's what the Mishnah says. And then we infer. Taina hu delo boy. Ha raya boy. So Rava feels that from the Mishnah you can see support to Rabbi Chiya's point. That even though he doesn't require a formal taina, but a raya that with witnesses that the middle fellow was seen there a day, he would require. That's what Reb Chiya said. The Gemara pushes this off. V'dilma lo raya boi velo taina boi. When the Mishnah says eino tzorach taina, the Mishnah is saying he doesn't need a taina, he doesn't need a raya either. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. V'dilma lo raya v'chulei v'hochi komar habo mishum Yerusha ein sorach shum taina boilam elazu bilvad me avi ani yorsha. That's all he would need to say. He doesn't need to say anything more than that he inherited from his father. Avalo Eide Diras Yom Echod Velo Tainas Mechira Umatona Shenitna Le'oviv Boy. Not witnesses that his father was there for a day, nor any taina that it was sold or received by his father. It was sold to his father, received as a matana by his father. Okay, that's as far as the Mishnah is concerned. It's not conclusive like Reb Chiya. Continuing, V'iboy es'ema, shiny lokeach, delo shodi zuzi bichdi. The case of lokeach, if you have a fellow who purchased the property, you can rest assured he checked it out, and he wouldn't throw his money out unless he was sure he's buying it from someone legitimate. Therefore, he doesn't need a raya. The mere fact that he bought it might be enough. So once again, according to Yiboy Seima, there's not necessarily proof to Reb Chiya's contention. Let's take a look at the Rashbam on this as well. Hochi Garcina Viboy Seima Shiny Lokeach Afilu Im Toimar Ki Hayoresh Tzorech Raya Dedorboy Marisha Yom Echad. Even if you claim that a Yoresh would have to bring a Raya, that the one who bequeathed it unto him lived there a day, Lokeach Odif Tfei Meyoresh. The case of a Lokeach, which is our case, is even better than the Yoresh. It's stronger. The Lokeach Ilu Lo Brero Le Milsa. If it wasn't clear to him, Devadai Zovna Hamoichrolo Mibal Hakaka, that the fellow who sold it to him, to the occupier, didn't actually buy it from the original owner, Lo Havi Shodi Zuzi Bichli, wouldn't throw his money out. He wouldn't pay for the Brooklyn Bridge. He wouldn't buy something from someone that doesn't own it. Hilkoch Vadai Kom Amilsa Shapir. He therefore, you can rest assured, he investigated and it was clear to him, Kishiloka, when he bought it, the ain't sorach lo raya velo taina. Therefore, there's no necessary proof from here to go like Rabbi Chiya. Continuing in the Gemara, ibaya laho near ebo mai. What would the din be if the fellow who sold it to the current guy was seen in that on that property for the purpose of, say, he was there measuring the property? Would that be the same as evidence? Would that be the same as evidence that he lived there? The Rashbam inserts here that since we hold like Reb Chiya, we're asking this question. Even though the Gemara technically rejected proofs to Reb Chiya, it doesn't mean we're rejecting Reb Chiya's din. So Reb Chiya had said that one who claims he bought it from so-and-so, who bought it from you, the complainer, he has to bring a raya that the so-and-so, the middle guy, was there for a day. So based on that, we're asking, what if we can bring proof that he was seen on the property, the middle guy was seen on the property measuring it? Ibayalo, near ebo mai. Omar Abai, he. Abaye says it's the same thing. Rava Omar, Ovid Inish Desire Are, Velo Zovin. The fact that he was seen measuring it is not sufficient, because people will measure properties, check it out. They'll check out properties and not finally buy it. They check it out before they buy it. Doesn't indicate they bought it. With that, we will conclude our shiur for today.